Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Peah, and today's lesson is Mishnayos Tes and Yud. Mishnah Tes says, Sa'a tivu akura, v'sa'a she'enu akura. A sa'a, again, that's a measure of produce which is uprooted, and a sa'a that's not uprooted. V'chein ba'ilan, v'hashum, v'habitzalim. And similarly, when it comes to trees and garlic and onions, they do not combine to form sasayim. So we previously said that a measure of sasayim, which is two sa'a, that is left over of standing grain or of bound grain together, is not considered shecha, but apparently you can't mix the uprooted and the still attached grain. Elisha aniyim heim. Rather, this grain is going to go to the poor. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imba Rishus Ha'ani Be'emtza, Eina Mitzarfin. Rabbi Yossi says, if the produce in the realm, in the property of the poor person, falls in between these two measures of sa'a each, then they don't combine. V'im lav, Hare Elu Mitzarfin. But if that's not the case, then they do combine. Let us look in the Bart Nuro, Akura, Talusha, that means the harvested, V'she'ena Akura, Mechuberes lakarka, and that which is not uprooted means that which is still attached to the ground. Enu mitzarfin lasasayim. They do not combine to form a measure of sasayim. V'nema delo havishecha, and we should say that they are not considered forgotten sheaves. Ela im shachan havushecha. Rather, if he forgot them, then they are shecha. V'davka b'shachach shnehem. But this is only in a case where he forgot both of them. He forgot both the sa'ah of standing grain and the sa'ah of cut grain. Dim shachach akura v'lo shachach she'enu akura. Because if he forgot the cut grain, but he didn't forget the standing grain, ha'isa she'enu akura matzelas al ha'akura she'etzlam. Because we previously said that standing grain can save cut grain, which is next to it. So clearly we're talking here in a case where he forgot both of them, because if he remembered the standing grain, then that's exactly the case of a previous Mishnah. V'chein ba'ilan, similarly in the case of a tree, sa'a peros talushin etzel sa'a mechubarin, ein mitzarfin v'have shecha. A sa'a of fruit which are plucked next to a sa'a that are still attached to the tree, they don't combine, and they are considered shecha. Hashum v'habitzalim, garlic and onions, sa'akama shel shum, v'sa'akama shel bitzalim. You've got a sa'a of standing garlic, and you've got a sa'a of standing onions. Ein tzarfin l'sasayim kama. They do not combine to be considered two sasayim of standing produce. Inami, or another case, sa'a shum akur, you've got a sa'a of plucked garlic, v'sa'a shum she'eno akur, and you've got a sa'a of unplucked garlic, v'chein sa'a betzalim akurim, v'sa'a betzalim she'eno akurim, and similarly you've got standing garlic, standing onions and plucked onions, and a mistarfin, they don't combine. So Bart Nuro explains this two different ways. Either it's saying onions plucked and unplucked don't combine, garlic plucked and unplucked don't combine, or the Mishnah is saying onions and garlic don't combine with each other. Either way it works, they both happen to be true. Imbos, if the property of the ani interrupts between these two things, kagon sheyesh leket bein sa'a l'sa'a, like for example there are gleanings in between the sa'a of standing and the sa'a of plucked produce, v'chein bekerem yesh peret bein sa'a l'sa'a, and in the case of a vineyard, there's peret between these two sa'as. Aval b'peres ha'ilan lo mishkachas rishus ani be'emsa de'ein leket u'peret be'ilan. But this can't apply in the case of a tree, because there is no leket or peret when it comes to a tree. So leket and peret are essentially the same thing. It just has a different name when it comes to a vineyard. So you could have something that belongs to the ani in your field. You could have it in your vineyard. You couldn't have it in your orchard. It doesn't apply in that case. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. And the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Yud. Tivua shenitna l'shachas o la'aluma. Produce which is used, it's it's plucked prematurely to feed to an animal, or it's used to bind. V'chein ba'agudei hashum va'agudos hashum v'habatzalim, or when you're talking about bundles of garlic or bundles of garlic and onions, ein lehen shecha, then shecha does not apply. V'chol hatmunim ba'aretz, kagon haluf v'hashum v'habatzalim, and anything that's under the ground, like luf, I'm not sure what luf is, or garlic and onions. So these are produce that grow underground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lehen shecha. Rabbi Yehuda says the law of shecha does not apply. V'chachamim omrim yesh lehem shecha, but chachamim say that shecha can indeed apply. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Shenitna l'shachas, liktsur be'oda lacha, l'hachil l'behema. It's harvested when it's not yet ripe in order to feed to an animal, so it's not finished produce. La'aluma, for binding, l'katsir kadeh l'asurba amurim acherim. It's harvested in order to tie up other sheaves. And then it quotes a pasuk from Bereishis where you can see this word in action. I would say, look at how your lulav is tied up. They take palm leaves and they use it to tie up the lulav. It's similar to that. Agudei hashum, shumin shalaktan kedei la'agudba shumim acherim. It's garlic that is gleaned in order to tie up other garlic. Agudos hashum v'habetzalim, and bundles of garlic and onions. Im shachan eno shecha. If he forgot them, then they're not considered shecha. The derech shumin ubetzalim sheosin mehen agudos katanos v'chozrin v'ogadin v'chamesh oshesh me'elu haktanos la'aguda achas. Because he would bundle up small bundles, and then he'd go back and take these small bundles to make larger bundles. Va'osan haktanos ka'amar delo havu shecha. And it's talking about those smaller bundles to say that they're not considered shecha, forgotten for the sake of the poor just taking them. Mishum dehavi kamaymar lemakom she'eno gemar malacha. Damrinan la'el b'sof perek gadish delo havi shecha. It's like the case of where he takes his sheaves and he puts them in an intermittent pile before he takes them from there to the granary. So this is a similar thing, that it's not the place where their work is finished, and we already said that these are not considered shecha. Haluf, Rambam Amar shehu min mimine habetzalim. The Rambam says that this is a species of onion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein lehem shecha. Rabbi Yehuda says these things don't have shecha. L'chol hatmunim, for all the buried things, d'chsiv sadcha ma sadcha begaloi pratl tamun. So your field includes that which is visible, excluding that which is buried. V'chachamim omrim yesh lehem shecha. And the Chachamim say that the law of Shecha does apply in these cases. Ksiv sadcha demashma galoi, v'katsiv katsircha demashma nami galoi. That it says your field, which is evident that which is exposed, and it also says your harvest, which is also evident that which is exposed. Havi miut achar miut. So this is a narrowing after a narrowing. V'ein miut achar miut el rabos. And when you have an exclusion after an exclusion, it's done to include something. So something needs to be expanded upon here. Umarbinanes hatamun. And we say that this comes to include that which is buried, that which is underground. Uperish tamun, dover sha'anechol mimenu, hu tamun tachas hakarka. That's something that the eaten part is buried under the ground. Kmo hatsonen, v'habatzal, v'hashum. So this would be like radishes and onions and garlic and things like that. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, so that things that are buried are indeed subject to the laws of Shecha. A quick jump over to the Tosfos Yontiv. V'taima de Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, Delo amrinan miyot, etc., l'rabos, that he doesn't say an exclusion after an exclusion comes to include. Elekish ein lama'et. That's only when there's nothing else that can be excluded. V'hacha ika lama'et, alim hatmunim haru'uyim k'tzat la'achila. And here there is something that can still be excluded, which is buried leaves, which are somewhat fit for eating. So the law of two exclusions equal an inclusion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a parameter in which that fits, and he feels that this doesn't meet that parameter because there's still something that could be excluded. That is the end of Mishnah Yud. Join us tomorrow when we will be finishing Perek Vav and starting Mishnah Zayin.